Tories and Labour won't deliver £100 billion NHS needs Tom Hunt, NHS nurse and Unison Knotts healthcare chair, personal capacity. As a nurse with over 40 years experience, I have witnessed the devastating effects of cuts. Pre-pandemic, the NHS was brought to its knees with cuts and financial ruin, in part due to the Private Finance Initiative, PFI, brought in under New Labour, and carried on by the Tories. It is reported that the NHS is underfunded to the tune of £100 billion. It is of little wonder that services become inefficient to the detriment of patients and staff. This is cynically used by the government to argue that services would be much better in private hands. Locally, I know of one NHS service that pulled out of the tendering process because it was told it would have its budget cut by a third. Surprise, surprise, a private contractor stepped in and won the tender. How can they run the service with much less money? By supplying a watered-down service and attacking staff terms and conditions. Unions need to step up and organize to demand a fully publicly funded NHS, democratically run by the workers.